The year is 2014. The podcast landscape has changed as we know it.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Suddenly, two figures appear. These heroes, these calculated...
Oh, one is a nerdy dude in glasses. He's immediately shot and killed. The big, strong, handsome one. He walks down the hill of this dystopian future and he bangs Keira Knightley. The end.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Later.
J-N-A. Nice to see you. Please don't bounce. Let's go. Yeah. Hashtag don't. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Turn it up, mom. If I were you, show. Get it.
You're to me. You're to you.
Looking for a better way to get a bit of help instead of seeing friends or family or checking with a shrink. Seats, cheese, pimp, philosophers, a little bit of advice, a little bit of humor, somewhere between like zeros and heroes. Tinder game? Match, y'all can't cheer me up. Rad. Dudes talking, they're here, working hardly, they're recording in basements. And it still made our day. Grown children, they read my cue and put insults onto everything I report to them. And yet I let that towel cave go and absorb waves. Got that Kobe Bryant silent, just an audio file. Funny. Put them on blast, but stick around for these clowns, for I've amassed a vast respect and esteem for their sound. Trust them, this is J-A-K-E-A-N-D-A-M-I-R with culture. Scoring dimes since Jake was 14, with Amir just cussing. Halfway across the country in this flashback, that's that gushing. Jake and Amir, now they can tell us something. Give advice to the people, iTunes rate 5 stars. Jake and Amir, if they can't tell you nothing, they just amuse the people.
Beasts in that regard.
Tight. How do we go back?
This is the moment. Hey, that was fun.
That was great.
We were going to cut it off, but then we just thought it was so entertaining that we just kept it going.
Yeah, true.
It's a good way to start our 50th episode.
5-0.
We made it. And our 50th and our last episode.
Thank you. We had a good run.
Yeah, we wanted this to be a finite body of work, and I think...
I think 50 is appropriate.
It's a good number.
And we appreciate everything. We appreciate y'all.
And I'm sure you guys even more so appreciate us.
Yeah, I think more than anything, we're appreciated. In fact, I'm starting to resent you because I'm not sure you appreciate me enough.
Sure, you appreciate me a lot, but I'd like to be more appreciated, I guess.
I'd like to be idolized.
I'd rather be worshipped.
I want to be a false prophet to you people.
I want to be a god, an idol. Yeah. I want to be a false idol to you.
Yes.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And that was Thomas, and his rap group is called The 28th Minute.
Cool. Thanks, Thomas.
Cool. Anyway.
Cool.
You're over it. Because yeah. He spent probably days mixing
cool.
it.
Cool. Bye, Thomas. All right, let's get right into the show.
It's my time to shine,
well, what
bitches.
The fuck? What do you want to talk about, Thomas? You want to talk about him more? Yeah, he made the song. We played it. You said his name. You said that's his. What's the name of his rap group?
we told him the unforgettable name. What was it?
Thomas.
What was it? The Tank Engine? Some
it was
shit.
Thomas. He's got a rap group called Thomas.
It was the 28th Minute.
The 28th Minute.
There it is. There's the props we were looking for. And yeah, it actually is our 50th episode.
Yeah.
Crazy.
One episode for our combined ages.
No.
Dude, well, yeah,
you know that. You know numbers.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Your age plus my age obviously isn't 50.
No, it's obviously not.
Yeah.
What is it, obviously?
58.
Ass.
Diva.
So how does it work? We take advice to the people and give it to the country. Labels out here, and they can't tell us nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
We give back to the people and spread our advice around the country.
J-A-K-E-A-M-I.
That was a tight part. People email us because they're in difficult places in their lives and they're looking for advice. And we read a couple questions and try to answer them and give them the advice as best we can on this here podcast. Is that about it?
We gonna do our best, boss. Let go.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, I don't want to host it with you anymore.
This is the first episode we've recorded in 3 weeks. This is the longest break we've taken before.
I feel completely out of it. What? I forgot I fucking had a podcast. I was home, I was with my family, I was with my friends, I was living
I spent
it up.
2 days editing the best of 2013. And,
yeah.
Close to four and a half hours a day and going through the questions.
I partied in my shed with my brother.
Yeah.
And it was the best fucking 2 weeks of my life. Dude.
Yeah, I forwarded you some questions and were like, hey, what do you think about this one? What do you think about this one? You said, not now, dude. Not now,
not
dude.
Now, dude.
I'm
not
on a
now,
mental
dude.
Vacation.
Mental vacay.
Yeah. Yep. And then at one point you called it a mental staycation.
Yeah, as I was not coming back. And that's when you flew out to New York and ripped me out of my bed at my parents' house. And I don't think that was cool.
I thought it was necessary.
Of course.
And so why don't we get this party started?
Let's do it.
All right, we need a theme. You said the Niners won today, so you wanted to go with the Niners?
Yeah, the Niners.
All right, so
the San Francisco 1949ers. They're named after the San Francisco Gold Rush, which was earlier in the 1940s.
Right after WW2. Yep.
So that was when everybody was heading out to Cali. You know, a little Gold Rush.
It is funny to call them the 1849ers. That's like not their full name, but it's a funny.
The New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah, but like that I've heard before, but I've never heard of the San Francisco 1849ers. All right, so this one is a real email from a real person. We're going to give him a fake name to preserve his
anonymity.
Oh, we're back, baby.
Yep.
We're back.
Yep.
We're back.
Yep.
I'm so happy I can cry.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
You are crying. So don't say I could cry. I'm so happy I am crying is the correct
I'm
thing
so
to say.
I'm so happy I'm obviously crying is what you meant to say.
I'm clearly weeping now from happiness.
I'm so happy that
tears of joy are coming out of me.
I'm so happy I'm cry. So Colin Kaepernick writes. What's that?
Yeah, would you
usually repeat the name?
Colin Kaepernick.
Hey guys, my girlfriend, 23, sometimes sleeps over at her friend's house and sleeps in his bed with him and his girlfriend. I didn't think I had a problem with this until she mentioned that she sleeps in her underwear only. Furthermore, sometimes the girlfriend isn't there, so it's just my GF in her underwear and bra and her male friend. I trust this guy, and I doubt anything would happen intentionally, but the idea that my GF might inadvertently get her ass poked during the night with naught but a cloth barrier disturbs me. Is this an acceptable qualm, and if so, how can I have her stop? Have fun with this, but please give me some advice, too. Love, Colin Kaepernick.
I love that at this point our fans are having to reel us in. It's just like, hey, definitely make it funny, but yeah, please do remember.
This is an advice podcast.
I do need advice on this.
Extract your yuck yucks. Hi, everyone's having a fun little time. But at the end of the day, please.
I almost feel bad. We're doing a disservice at this point. If people need to remind us that they need advice.
By the way, it's like, yeah, you can have your cake, but remember to eat it, too. At the same time, we really...
On episode 50, I think, you guys aren't allowed to get off the rails and stay there. You need to find a way to bring it back, reel it in.
This is like a very subtle passive blast. It's not, he's not putting us on full blast, but he's basically.
And I appreciate that because we're recording this podcast on a Sunday night, and I don't think I really deserve or need or want a Sunday night blast.
Yeah, this isn't.
I don't think I need to be put on Sunday night blast. I really don't.
We want to start the new week off right, and this passive blast is pretty much all my ass can handle.
I think a passive blast is enough.
A passive blast. So, things have gotten from bad to worse in this question.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Why? First of all, I love that I trust this guy. Why? Yeah. Don't. He's sleeping in a bed with your girlfriend. That already violates the trust in my eyes. If you're like if you're 23 years old sleeping over in a boy's bed, that's
a no.
That's a grounds for termination of the old relationship.
That's
there.
A red light.
And then so you
at the very least, it's a yellow for yield.
Look, I was cool when I thought it was when he was having a three-way. Yeah. Right? But when I found out it was just a twosome, just this dude and my girlfriend, that's not cool.
It almost is worse, where it's like if one's girlfriend had a cheated on you with a threesome, it's like, oh, that's kind of a crazy weird time. But if it was just one other guy, it's like, oh, that's not. It's less people, but it's somehow worse.
No, because, oh, are you kidding me?
I think
if you had a girlfriend, you would rather have her cheat on you in a threesome?
With another girl and another guy.
That's what you'd rather?
Than one other guy.
That blows my fucking mind.
Well, what about an orgy? The more people that it is, the less personal it is and the less big of a deal
is. It's such you.
That's why the worst thing.
You're jealous that I didn't get to be a part of it. Like, if my girlfriend wanted to have a three-way with a dude and another girl, I would be like, fuck you. I wasn't there for that. That should have been me. That was my threesome to have.
Well, this is my rank. Like, a 4G is fine because it's like a wild night. Threesome, that's pretty bad. A duo, that's like the worst. And the ultimate worst is to hear if your girlfriend masturbated. Then it's just her. She's cheating on me with
disgusting.
You.
Disgusting. You fucking touched yourself? Do I have to kick your ass?
That's my hand. You flicked your bean with my hand?
That's the hand that I hold in the pussy I fuck. You're not allowed to touch either one of them.
Ma'am?
I think... No, because it's. I understand what you're saying. Like a single thing, like a one-on-one, is like an emotional cheat, as well as a physical cheat. And an orgy or a three-way is just a physical cheat because it's sort of like this crazy experience. But like, I would feel so jealous that my girlfriend gave some dude the best night of his life.
Yeah, it's
I don't
true.
Want that to be happening for somebody else.
They're both
my
bad.
Fucking property.
She's my shirt, she's my Sorry. Jeans, and you can't wear them.
I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say I own whoever I'm dating. What is it like when you own something, but it's not like a lamp or something? Like it's like a dog, what
like
is
a
it like
human
that?
Slave.
It's like a pet. Oh, no. She's my pet. All right, sorry, I almost. So I don't want to get any hate mail for that shit. So everyone beware that I'm calling girls pets.
Yeah, I'm not. Just know that I'm just saying that this thing is mine.
I don't mean like a property. Like, oh, this is my lamp. This is my pencil. You can't borrow it.
No.
It's like this is my cat. This is my dog. This is like my lizard. Whatever. Yeah. All right. So,
so that's your property.
Next question.
Oh my god. All right, we had our yuck yucks,
right,
so please give him some advice, too.
I would break up with this girl.
She's not good.
I would, well, I mean, the thing is she hasn't broken any rules because you haven't ever expressed
She's broken implicit rules, which is not sleeping in a bed of your friend with an underwear.
But this guy also sounds like he's very lax and like he doesn't really care. So,
I like how he's like, I doubt anything would happen intentionally, but it really gets me to think that he might have a morning wood and poker underwear. That's what freaks you out.
Because you're so petty, and you're really failing to see the big picture, which is that he's fucking her all night.
Don't worry, he's not out. No, he's not poking her cloth.
You better just hope they're using a condom. They're definitely having three-way sex.
That's the cloth that he's poking her with. It's a goddamn rubber.
I guess like you could say, hey, I don't want you to do this anymore, and see how she takes it. And if she won't do it, then break up with her. But if it's me, I'm just saying, hey. This has eaten away at me for a long time. I think it's awful. I think you're awful. Goodbye forever.
Or what if she's like, whoa, I'll just stop doing it. Jeez, I wish you had expressed explicitly that you didn't like me sleeping in the same bed as my friend and his girlfriend.
I shouldn't have to. Goodbye forever.
All right. I guess I'm going to go back to fucking this guy. Or sleeping. Or,
what? Excuse me?
I said I was going to hang out with this guy and his girl.
I guess I can see her. If you ask her to stop and she just is like, oh, yeah, of course, I won't do that anymore. But then it's almost like she knew the entire time that she was
wrong. Getting away with it.
And that, yeah, like, hey, I'm sorry. I really don't want you to do this. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was surprised you let me do it for this long.
Yeah, holy shit.
Then she had some sort of moral obligation to say that what she was doing. Someone should have called someone out at some point during all of this. There's four fucking people involved and they're acting like it's a normal thing.
Yeah, why is it on us? Why is it my responsibility to slap sense into this guy? Doesn't he have any friends?
Am I old? Am I too old? Is that what people do? Is that cool?
Relax, Grandpa. Yeah, people sleep in beds with other people.
Now I'm nervous I should be doing it. Shit.
You're nervous.
I want to be young, and I want to be hip, and I want to be cool and with it. I need to sleep in the same bed platonically as other people. Damn it.
While you're in a relationship with somebody else?
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
That's the thrill I need.
It's also not that good. It's not nice to sleep with people that you're not fucking. It's the
not exciting parts. Like not being able to roll over and there's no space.
Right, because if they're really not even touching, if there's not even any cuddle, then it's just having a small bed that your girlfriend likes.
Right.
So there has to be at least some contact, some sort of human touch that makes her like sleeping there. Like, okay, even if we're not going to hook up, we're going to cuddle. That's nice. There's no chance they're not. Dude.
They're deaf cuddling.
Look, Kaepernick, I don't know why you, like, you're a winning QB. You're so tall, strong. You know, not necessarily handsome, but sort of like you're a champion, so that's makes
something.
You attractive.
Well, AFC champion.
Well, my point is that you don't have to put up with this shit. She's absolutely, at the very, very least, getting poked by a boner. Your biggest fear is happening, and it's not inadvertent, it's vertent.
Okay? It is very vertent.
So just break
I
up
assure
with
you that the touches over. Have been more than vertent.
And going forward, you do not want to allow this to happen in your relationship with your pet. And furthermore,
keep your hamster on a tighter
leash.
Women
are not pets. That was all a fucking bit. If you guys don't get it at this point, please listen to a couple more episodes of the podcast. You'll finally understand that I'm mostly kidding.
And as long as we're apologizing for things, I called Colin Kaepernick an AFC champion. Obviously, I know the Niners are in the NFC.
There we go. And I apologize, of course, for calling Colin Kaepernick unattractive. He is a handsome.
He's got
man.
The whole package.
Yeah, I really hate for him to hear this podcast and think that I put him on blast.
Yeah, even if Phil Dawson, their kicker, heard it and relayed the message, I'd hate for Cap to ever.
I don't feel I deserve to be put on blast. Is all that. I'm saying, Mr. Kaepernick, sir.
The L Kaepernick.
You got bigger
Kaepernick.
Fish to fry. You know, you got a game next week.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think this. Oh, it's a fake name. I wouldn't. It's not actually.
What?
Oh, no. You forgot that whole part of the podcast. All right, next question.
Yeah.
This one's pretty great, so let's get the name out of the way right off the bat. Vernon Davis. All right, this is the entire email. Ready? Ooh, my voice cracked. You hear that?
Really?
Yeah,
I did go to that, actually.
I'll edit that out.
Right.
Yeah. It'll sound like this. Ready? All right, ready? All right, this is the email. Ready?
All right, ready? Again.
All right, ready? Oh, shit.
All right, ready?
All right.
Dear Jake Lunar, oh, fuck.
It's stuck in a crack. It's not gonna crack. I can't break my mother's back. All right, ready?
Yeah.
I always say that. This is the entire email starting now. What are some stuff you guys say if you get rejected and play it off like you don't care?
No subject, no hello, no,
no subject, no salutation, nothing. no punctuation.
I'd love to know the timestamp of that email, because in my mind, he went in to kiss somebody at a bar. She said no. He pulled back, said nothing, and then went and typed this email in a bathroom.
A fever text message-esque dream that said, what are some stuff you guys say if you get rejected and play it off like you don't care?
Must seem normal, must seem unfazed. I know I'm going back out there to a harsh reality that I have just been rejected, denied.
Please record and respond ASA now.
I need to make sure it doesn't look like I'm miffed.
Well, it seems like you're in a huge rush and you're very miffed.
Yeah, you're... Quick, man, give me some fucking words to use, man.
Another way to look at it is like an alien just being like, what are stuff you say to get rejected and play it off like you don't care?
I tried to bed one of your women.
An earthling rejected me not once but twice. What is some stuff to say to make it seem like I don't care?
I was promptly denied.
I told her straight up. I stared at her in her forehead and I said, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
I don't need this, I'm going to sleep.
I then passed out for what seemed like 2.5 years, was actually close to 7.
I checked in with the mothership. I told them I wasn't getting any. They said, you have only until February to impregnate a woman-human species. And I said, dude, it's not that easy.
I texted the boys, but I've yet to hear back.
That's a fun premise for a bad movie. An alien who's like one mission. Is that already a movie?
What? An alien's like, mission is to have sex with someone?
He has to like impregnate a female woman of a female earthling, and he just comes down and he can't get laid.
Well, yeah, that's Hitch.
It's Hitch.
Yeah, Kevin James is an alien, and Will Smith is his human leader.
Of course. I've never seen Hitch.
Is there an actual answer to this question?
I think... Well, it depends on what kind of rejection. If it's like, hey, do you want to go out on a date sometime? And she's like, hey, no, I don't think so. Or is it like, I leaned in to kiss her and she like moved her head.
Yeah.
And like had me kiss her cheek. And I feel like if it's that, I don't know. Yeah.
I guess it's important to remember that rejection happens to everyone. Yes, sir. Yeah, you.
Yeah,
sir,
no.
Raising your hand.
Never.
Never.
Never been rejected.
Wow. I guess it's important to remember that rejection happens to everybody but Jake.
I'm just kidding. It happened to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody gets rejected. Everybody gets rejected.
And the key is to play it off like it ain't no thing.
Right.
You never want to be like sad, disappointed, angry at all.
You always want to be like you have other options.
Yeah. Like, okay, great. No worries.
Yeah. Like you try to kiss a girl. She's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not really feeling it. Like, oh, yeah, of course. That's fine. I'm going to go kiss someone over there. But don't say that, but like have that in you. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, fine. It's sort of like saying, it's like being at a buffet and you're like, oh, do you guys have any romaine lettuce? And they're like, no. And you're like, oh, okay, I'll just have iceberg.
That's how little it should faze you.
It's just like, oh, that's cool. You still have a lot of other, there's a lot of other food that I like here. I'll do this. I'll do this. I'll do this. Always like you have options.
So text, like pretend like to text me to ask me out on a date and I'll respond with a rejection.
I would never ask you out.
Well, okay, pretend I'm an attractive lady and you want to ask me out on a date.
Hey, come over.
Holy shit, you are direct.
Hey, baby. Sorry, it comes out that I don't know how to text. Hey, babe, what say we hit up a thing?
House three.
The worst time. Hey, you want to go out on Saturday?
Oh, no, actually, I'm super busy this week. Let me get back to you maybe next week or the week after.
Yeah, sounds good.
So you would say, yeah, sounds good, exclamation point?
Probably.
So that's the way to deal with it.
I mean, that wasn't a flat-out rejection.
That's how somebody would reject someone nowadays. Hey, I'm busy this
week.
Or
you could say, like, hey, I want to... Or if it depends if you, like, ask someone super direct, like, hey, I would, like, can I take you out on a date on Wednesday? Like, hey, no, I'm sorry, I'm just, like...
Doing me right now.
Yeah, I don't see you like that. I'm sorry. Like, that's totally cool. I get it.
Yeah. So still, the same amount.
I get it. But yeah, I think you always have to... You got to respond positively and just be like, yeah, that's cool. That's your decision. That's great. Yeah. You are fine. I'm going to go be fine too.
Because you can never change someone's mind with a text message.
Definitely. You're never, ever going to be you can never ever say the right words. It's not a teen movie. You don't get to just be like, I've thought about you forever, or like, well, I'm not going to take no for an answer. No. Yeah. Just be like, you always have to take no for an answer. That's the answer.
Right.
And furthermore, I'll say if it was a kiss rejection, if you leaned in to kiss her, she moved her head, then I think you have to apologize. I think you have to say, sorry.
If it was like a physical advancement.
Yeah. I feel like you got to say, I'm sorry.
That was a weird move on my part.
I'm not saying weird. Like, maybe she was giving you signals, and you could say, sorry, I thought that was what, I thought you would like that. And
or you should say, like, why she didn't. Are you sorry? Sorry, but are you sorry for leading me in and then pulling away like that?
No, that's a much harder. If it was that, then it's much harder.
Right.
Like, well, I guess it wouldn't be like that because he wouldn't have just written that email.
Well, that's why
he was writing it under the bar after he didn't kiss this girl.
That's the glory of being a pussy and doing things over text.
Right.
That way you don't have to deal with shit in the moment.
That's true. It's really hard. It's the worst to kiss someone and have them turn away.
Yeah.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
That's the worst?
Yeah, there's no coming back from that either. You have to just be like, okay, that was bad. I'm sorry. I'm going to go.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, my worst feeling is seeing like homeless people struggle on a daily basis, or like a single mother or a single father trying to support his or her family. So I think that's the worst feeling. What did you say yours was? Trying to kiss someone and they pull away?
Or did I say losing a loved one?
No,
you care more about homeless people than actual people you love. All right. My least favorite thing to see is actually genocide. So I'm sorry you care about crippled old war vets with drug problems. That's good. I care about innocents that never had a fair shot at a decent life. So good for you.
You're saying genocide?
Yeah, genocide. Because,
okay, so for me, the worst thing is going in to hug someone and they pull out.
Oh, actually, yeah. You know what? That sucks.
Full circle.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad feelings in the world.
That's the overarching theme of this podcast. We're just supposed to remind you about
things
all the...
Things can be bad.
That's the name of this episode. Things can be bad. Should we take our break now or answer one more question?
I'm feeling a break.
All right, let's do it. We got a follow-up.
Pup.
A follow-up pup.
A follow-up pup.
From a question we answered over around Halloween time, which is a guy wanted to he had a girlfriend back at home during college, and then he wanted to have a couple's costume with a lady friend of his at college.
I feel like we answered this with a guest. Was it Allison?
Oh, was it?
Maybe, or Emily?
And we were like, couple's costume is the most flirtatious thing you should do. You should probably just break up with your girlfriend.
Right. And then, we ultimately said, like, group costume. Do a group costume.
Oh, yeah.
We told him to not cancel his Halloween plans to make his girlfriend happy.
Right. Okay. So this, he writes in December 30th, which is 2 months after Halloween. Hey, guys. I asked a question about going to a Halloween party doing a couple's costume with someone that wasn't my girlfriend, and you said I should go and have fun. Well, I did, and I ended up getting wasted and cheating on my girlfriend. I told her everything about it, and she dumped me. I was wondering if you or me, would you still pursue the girl I once cheated on or let her go and try to move on?
Wait, he wants advice again?
Yeah, he wants the double advice. The double follow-up pup.
That's so funny. Would you say that was good advice or bad advice that we told him to go and then he cheated? Well, I'm happy that he did.
Yeah, his relationship. I mean, our overarching relationship advice always is don't stay with a girl when you go to college for the first time.
Yeah.
So he did it the wrong way. He should have broken up with her and then hooked up with another girl.
Right. But given the options that we had, we told him to go to the party. It's unfortunate that he cheated.
Yeah.
Took the coward's way out.
Well, at least he told his girlfriend, he just didn't stretch it out. Yeah.
Ultimately, he didn't take the coward's way out and fessed up like a man.
Yeah.
You took the coward's way out and then you fessed up to being a coward, which I guess makes you a man.
You took the coward's way out and the hero's way back in.
Congrats, buddy.
A full transformation. You went into a phone booth as Clark Kent and left as Superman. And now you're wondering if you should pursue the girl that you cheated on your girlfriend with. I guess, sure, why the hell not? At
right,
this point,
you're single.
You already did the bad thing, which is hooking up with her. Unless it's not cool and scary and dangerous now.
I thought the question was, should I pursue the girl I once cheated on?
Oh.
Is he talking about getting his ex back?
Would you still pursue the girl I once cheated on? Oh, yeah. Or let it go. Yeah. He is asking that.
I once cheated. Or is so it like, he's talking about getting my girlfriend with this girl. I once cheated on with this girl.
No, he's talking about the girl that the girl back at home that dumped him. Should he try?
Yeah, no, idiot. Shut the fuck up, man.
You don't get her.
You're a hero, and you were a hero, and now you're a coward again.
You took the hero's way out, the coward's way in, the hero's way out again. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. There's so many twists and turns to this story.
Whatever you are, you must be single. Stop it. Stop this behavior.
Then you can go in all the couples' costumes you want. All right.
Very nice.
Good follow-up.
Very toda. Very pup. Very follow-up and very pup.
How was your last 3 weeks? I haven't seen you in since before Xmas.
Yeah, wow.
And now it's January.
It's so...
January 5th.
3 weeks ago, we were recording a podcast in the room next door to here.
Yeah, with your brother.
Yeah.
And then you scrammed off to the East Coast.
Oh, it's lovely.
And I stayed here.
It was great. I did a nice little mix of... I raged a little bit.
Yeah, you raged a little face.
I raged a little face. I saw some old friends.
Yeah, you saw some friends' face.
I went home.
Yeah, you went home face.
I went. I was climbing with my brother. Yeah, seeing some family. Uh-huh. So I climbed face. Family timed face.
And then I FaceTimed with my family face.
Went back into the city, raged a little bit. It was lovely. I would consider it a perfect vacation.
I feel like I haven't done any work in 3 weeks. The way the holidays were structured, I feel like I'm a complete waste of space for
and
the
that,
last
like,
2 weeks.
That's something that makes you nervous and upset. And yeah. You're like, oh, I don't feel like myself. I should be working.
Right.
Right now, I've never felt more comfortable and alive. Yeah. It's just perfect.
Your default setting is like relaxed. Relaxing.
Yeah.
Just you can be on vacation forever and be fine.
Uh-huh. I would never think about it. That's why it's so fortunate that we found each other, because like you're the only person in the world that makes me work.
Wait, why is it fortunate for me then? Oh. It's so fortunate that we found each other, because you sort of get me out of bed.
I'm only ever talking about myself.
Oh, shit. I just realized that there was nothing in this for me.
You're cursed. Yeah. Everyone who I come into contact with is cursed. I'm blessed. Yeah. I'm touched. I'm golden.
You're like a virus attacking a body, and you're like, good thing we found each other, because now I have your organs to feast on.
I'm the anti-Midas touch. I'm gold, and everything I touch turns to shit.
And we wouldn't have it any other way.
Toe down.
I actually do secretly resent you.
Okay. That actually irks me a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I don't feel I deserve to be on a Sunday blast.
I know.
I understand where you're coming from. I actually do deserve the heat, but not the blast.
You deserve the blast, the heat, the resentment. Yeah. You deserve everything every day of the week, minute of the day.
You're seething. What? And it's making me uncomfortable the way you're seething right now.
See the cheath?
I see the cheath.
I'm seething the cheath. All right. Should we get back to it? Actually, you read this one.
What's
you hot shot. You diva little hot shot ass.
You're afraid of how long it is.
It was too long for me.
What's his name?
Let's go with Anquan Bolden.
Anquan?
Anquan.
Anquan.
Anquan Bolden writes.
Anquan Bolden writes, I've been with my current Scottish girlfriend for just under a year now, and it's going swimmingly well. After going out for a while, we introduced one of my dearest Jewish friends to one of her good Scottish friends, and they have also been together for several months now. But here's the sticky situation. A few weeks ago, me and my friend were talking and joking around, and then we started discussing the possibility of whether we would be up for swapping girlfriends for the night, and it quickly emerged that we both very much wanted this, as, let's face it, the girls are both goddamn smoke shows. We're 100% sure our girlfriends would never go for this and would probably break up with us just for discussing it. So, how do we manipulate them into thinking this is a good idea and eventually succumb them into this one night of sexy swinging? Seizing the cheese, Anquan Bolden.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're seizing the cheese yet, Anquan. It sounds like you're inquiring as to how you can be able to seize the cheese.
The cheese is yet to be seized.
Yeah.
I like Anquan Bolden saying, we introduced her to one of my Jewish friends.
Yeah, why throw that in? I don't know if I should be offended, but I guess if I'm not, it's fine.
I think he wants us to know that he's like, they're two Jewish dudes with two Scottish chicks, which is kind of cool.
Quan is
Jewish. Anytime you're dating a foreign chick, it's cool.
Okay, all right. So
that's sort of a rule of thumb.
After a long, long night of discussing details and logistics, these guys are ready to swing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a other
one
part of the equation
that their girlfriends are so not willing to swing that they would break up with the boys if they even found out they discussed it.
So when they run into their brick wall, they decide to ask us not how do they become better people, but rather how do we hypnotize them to make them think that this is a good idea.
It's also so funny. Like, we were joking around about if we'd be down to swing, and it quickly emerged that we are.
As it were, we were both pretty very much so down to have no strings attached sex with the other person's girlfriend.
We decided to slowly explore the possibility, and yeah, immediately, right away, fast as lightning, we decided we wanted to fuck each other's girls.
Without very much hesitation, much doubt, or time, we decided.
Then we realized there was this emotional obstacle of do we want to try to convince them? And yes, it turned out quickly that we would love to manipulate the girls we care about.
He did say manipulate, right?
Verbatim, he used the word manipulate. Anytime you're using the word manipulate, don't.
Another rule of thumb, don't manipulate.
The advice would be not to.
So how do we manipulate them into thinking this is a good idea?
All that being said, you just got to make it seem like it's their idea. Mm. Everybody wants to have a good idea. So you want to make them think that they had the idea and that you guys are down and that they're putting it on y'all.
Por ejemplo.
You guys are all out to get it. You're all out getting drunk or get, how the Irish say, a little sauced there, laddie.
They said they were Scottish.
Okay. And that's not what Irish people say either. I don't think you've ever left America.
As the Jews say, a little sauce there, laddie.
Laddie, arr. So
not me frosted lucky Jews.
I guess you just want to like hope that it comes out. Like maybe that one girl's like, oh, this guy's cute. And it's like, oh, well, he thinks you're pretty. I don't know. It's not. I can't even fucking create this scenario. You just have to feel it.
Would you be down to fuck my woman?
You really can't. You obviously can never broach it. Maybe there's like some joking that you could do that puts it in their minds, in the back of their minds, and sort of
some inception
like. But
have you thought about whispering swinging into her ears while she napped?
I will say there's a chance that they're down for no strings attached sex. Everybody likes sex. Don't you're putting it on these women. That they want to be in a mundane monogamous relationship with you and your Jewy little friend. That's
Jew
not necessarily
friends.
True. They might like swinging as well.
In fact, once I'm done swinging, I'd like to stay with your girl. Has that ever happened? The full switcheroo?
Swung so hard that you stayed.
Swung so hard, motherfucker. Want to switch wives? That shit would be cray.
Yeah. Oh man. The other day I was like, I always needle my dad, I guess.
I'm a bit of a pervert ass when it comes to my dad.
So I was asking my dad I was like, what are you and mom doing tonight? He's like, oh, we're going to a party at the Cataldos. And I was like, oh, cool. He's going. He's like, Claudia and Peter. He's like naming everybody that's there. There's like eight people. There's four different couples. So there's like 10 people total. And I was like, so, would you ever consider swinging? And he was like, no. I was like, yeah, I've never like thought about swinging. And he's like, I couldn't really trade up. Which is the nice thing. I guess like I hope nobody's listening that is insulted by that. That was at that party. I'm sure they're not. But it's such a nice thing to say about my mom.
Yeah, he's like, I've already reached the pinnacle. Yeah, why would no,
I couldn't pull out a set of keys that puts me with a better woman.
That is the nicest thing your dad's ever said to anyone in your family.
It's true.
That was beautiful.
Yep, daddy.
I mean, I'm very conservative in my viewpoint, so obviously I would never do this. But would there be a time and place in your life where you would consider switching ladies with your friend?
I don't think so, because when I commit to somebody, I'm like really attached to them.
I guess if it's like at the end of your relationship, where you're like, but at the same time, you wouldn't want your friend boning your girlfriend.
No, I think I would want, if there's ever a time, it would be when I was like very casually dating someone that I did not see any future with.
Right.
But as soon as I fall for someone, I would definitely not want them to be
You're just thinking about Dave Rosenberg fucking her.
I'm always only thinking about Dave Rosenberg fucking the girl that I like.
Even when I'm not talking about this, your default thinking is Dave Rosenberg fucking a girl that I like.
Or one of my exes. Just like somebody I care about. Always Dave Rosenberg fucking somebody I love.
We should get Dave on the show.
I would love nothing more.
He could be our Carl Pilkington.
Who's that?
He's like the interesting dude on the Ricky Gervais podcast where they just pick his mind and it's just such an interesting brain.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to just spend an hour in it.
That's we should do one where we don't answer any advice. We just talk to Dave Rosenberg for an hour
about his views about women, about whether or not the moon is an army colony.
We were stoned on in Ann Arbor. That's what he was talking about, right? Was
yeah.
He was like, we were talking about, like, do you guys think, we're like all talking about, like, do we think the moon landing is real? And everybody's talking about their fucking conspiracy theories. And then Dave was like, well, like, I'm not even sure the moon is real.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Dave wasn't sure the moon was real. Okay, Dave.
Who's to say it's a moon or a sphere of cheese that we can't
reach? You're wearing a bathing suit, Dave. It's November in Michigan and you're out wearing a bathing suit instead of underwear.
How about this for a hypothesis? I don't think you're real. I really don't think you are real.
All right, so for this question, suffice to say, don't bring this up. Don't try to manipulate anybody. Maybe there's a world that they want to swing on their own accord, and maybe there's a way to slowly hint that you guys would be down. And
yeah, take the first micro step in that direction. So little that it's almost not even a step.
Test the waters.
Here's a good way to test the waters. Right off the bat. Say you had a dream where they swung.
Yeah, dream's nice.
Because then it's like, oh, you can't blame me. That's my subconscious.
Yeah, that's true.
Or is that very, like, honest?
Or you know what's another good thing? I feel like you guys are all out somewhere. Maybe you, like, one of you comes back from the bathroom, puts your hand around one of the girl's waist, and it's not your girlfriend. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. I thought you were my girlfriend.
Oh, shit. Like, we should fuck or something.
We're all talking. We're all joking about that. Like, oh, what if we did that? You know.
Or, like, pay a friend to be like, you know what? I always thought you guys would look better with the other ones.
Yeah, or have a friend that just, like, is meeting you guys for the first time. Is like, whose girlfriend is whose?
Oh, wait, let me guess. You guys are perfect for each other. I can imagine the sexual chemistry there. The sexual chemistry there. The sexual chemistry there. This is what the guy would do in real time. Like, holy shit.
He was a robot they misprogrammed.
He was a robot the whole time. And we'll totally be on the lookout for an email from a lady asking the same question. Maybe they're having the same conversation that you guys are.
Me and my smoking hot Scottish friend want to swing with these two Jews.
Here's another funny way to imagine it. It's like they're in the kitchen whispering, like, do you think they would go for it? That's crazy, right? Swinging. And then it like pans to the living room and the two girls are just 69ing.
Or the two girls are just being like, we really have to dump these losers. Right?
We can hear everything they're saying.
They both suck.
I mean, one's a Jew for crying out loud.
I think they're both Jew.
Look at me. I'm Scots. I'm a Scotch.
I'm a Scotsman.
All right. That's it. We're out of time.
All right.
So, episode 50.
In the books. On the books.
News and notes. What do you guys think? Let's talk about what we think can be improved right off the bat. Well, Jake, you've been slipping in terms of you're being ill-prepared and you're not helping out as much as I think you should be.
Okay.
You're also not providing enough humorous commentary. We want to like be able to laugh.
This is a very public blast, buddy.
I just have a text document of 45 things. All right, you go. What do you think is wrong about me?
For the text document, for one,
you just have a piece of paper that says "I love you."
You're perfect,
just the way you are. Shit. Well, I think I can figure some shit out, some constructive criticism.
God damn it. Give me more time.
That's number two. I mean, unless you never give me enough time to work on shit. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Some of you guys have listened to all 50 episodes, which is pretty amazing.
Incredible. Thank you.
Some of you guys have only listened to 49. That's kind of, you're slipping. At the end of the day, that's not being supportive. That's not being helpful.
Should we talk about the live podcast that we're doing?
Oh, yeah. This is the first episode we've had since we announced our first live podcast in our first live show in LA, basically.
We've never ever performed in LA.
So this is it. It's a pretty small theater. It's at the UCB Theater in LA. If you go to their website, on January 30th at 7 p.m., we're going to be doing a show. Get your tickets fast because it's such a small room that it actually will sell out pretty quickly, I think. So hop on that. It'll be awesome to pack the room with fans of ours, specifically fans of the podcast. So
yeah, so that's where we're gonna advertise it here.
Yeah, and only here, yeah. and only here, and on our Facebook page,
and on Reddit.
Yeah, and on Reddit and on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, and also on our site,
and jakeandamir.com.
Also, I'm gonna hire some dudes with like a sandwich board, just a flyer.
Smart.
Just a flyer.
That's smart.
You're shitting.
Ass.
Yeah, that first theme song was from Thomas, and this last one is from Max and AJ. If you have your own theme song, we start and end every episode with an all-new theme song. Thanks to you guys, our talented fans. And if you guys have one or have an email or have a question of your own that you'd like to email in, that email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're trying to get through every single submission, so please, no submission is in vain. We also don't want to focus on relationship stuff. We're getting a lot of relationship questions, but any sticky situation that you find yourself in, professionally, personally, educationally, or in any other arena, let us know.
We're a relationship, B.
Honestly, we could...
I'm not afraid of them. I'll do it. I'll have a relationship advice podcast.
Don't dare me. We can make fun of you regardless of what you ask is what we're trying to say. So thanks, guys, for listening to this and for listening to the first 50 episodes. Here's to 50 more before I kill myself.
Toda.
Later, everyone.
What would you do if I were you? If I were you? Would you give me a show? Would you stop to let me know? Would you tell me what to do? What would you do if I were you, if I were you? Would you help me out, give me up, shout out? Would you tell me what to do?